This edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions.
Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. You're listening to rockwired.com, online radio that rocks. From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host, Brian Lush. Exclusively at rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired gives it up for Surrender the Fall and their latest release, Burn in the Spotlight. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is sponsored by Diamond Disc Audio, professional mastering at any budget, and Capacity Productions, the number one source for online promotions. Please stand by. Still looking for that blue jean, Steve McQueen, prettiest boy. Welcome to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. And today, we're giving it up for the band Surrender the Fall and their latest release, Burn in the Spotlight. Rockwired had a chance to speak with lead singer Jared Cole of Surrender the Fall regarding their latest release and their upcoming tour, and you'll hear all that in just a few minutes. From their CD, Burn in the Spotlight, here is Surrender the Fall with Some Kind of Perfect.
Enough when I learned to walk away. Did it hollow you inside when I said everything I had to say?
From their CD Burn in the Spotlight, that was Surrender the Fall with Some Kind of Perfect. Check out the band at facebook.com/surrenderthefall. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jared Cole of Surrender the Fall regarding their CD and their upcoming tour, and here's how the interview went.
Yeah, and you've got this you've got this great album, and you got this new single off of it, Some Kind of Perfect. It's a great album, great single, and now that both are out there for people to listen to, how do you feel about the finished work?
With the album, I think it's great. We've been sitting on this for a while. We recorded this a couple of years ago, and took a little bit of time to put all the pieces together and get everything ready to go. We released September 18th of last year, and we love the record, man. They say it takes a lifetime to write your first record and 3 months to write your next record, so it's definitely true. We have a lifetime of material in that record, and I think all in all, we did a great job with it, and we're very, very pleased with it.
And who all helped you behind the mixing board?
Well, we went to Sonic Ranch in El Paso with Jeff Pringle, and actually the main producer on there would be Lennon Murphy. For those of that aren't too familiar with her, you can actually Google it. She was an artist with, I want to say, Arista Records. Don't quote me on that. I'm not completely sure. But she had a big lawsuit with Yoko Ono for using her own birth-given name, Lennon.
Oh, jeez.
Yoko tried to cease and desist all of her stuff, and she ended up winning, which was great. But, Lennon Murphy, we had a great production team behind us throughout the process of that, but she spearheaded the whole thing.
I see. And talk about the formation of Surrender the Fall. How did all this get started?
Well, I'd played in a couple of bands before when I was younger, and then when I decided to get really, really serious about it, I reached out to some friends here in Memphis that were players that had been in the scene for a while. I was pretty new at that time, and so they introduced me to a lot of the people that had been floating around in the scene and doing this thing for a long time. I used to work at Guitar Center, and the bass player and the drummer that I had at the time were from New Orleans. Well, they moved up here before Katrina, and afterwards they went back home. Well, let me say it like this. We were looking for another guitar player, and we couldn't really find anybody right to fit the slot. And they're like, we have a good friend of ours that we played in the band with for over 5 years back home. He'd be perfect for this. Let us give him a call. They called him up and they said, hey, we got this great new project that's about to start up. You should come out and join it. Well, Eddie, being that guitar player, he lost everything in Katrina. Lost his home, everything. I think they got out with pretty much the clothes on their backs and like a couple of family photo albums and stuff like that, just mementos, keepsakes and stuff. And he told me, he's like, man, I mean, it sounds like a great idea, but my life is here, we're rebuilding, you know, I can't stop and move. Anyways, fast forward, my guys go to New Orleans to go pick up a couple of pieces of gear that they had left behind. Eddie went to help them and kind of see them off. And when they got done loading everything up, they were like, well, here's the demo that we're going to be, you know, working on. These are the songs that we're going to start with this project. And he listened to it, and after it was done, they asked what he thought of it. And he said, I'll be there in a week. And I think that was a Wednesday. And sure enough, the next Wednesday, he was here. And he's been a part of this project ever since. So that's his story. Anthony, my other guitar player, his backstory, he was captain of his football team and was working on a college scholarship. And in one play, he tore his MCL, ACL, and PTL, just pretty much blew out his entire knee, thus blowing out his entire career as a football player. And he had always played guitar as a hobby, and then he decided just to hit the brakes with guitar and, you know, really make something out of it and, you know, kind of move into that direction. At the time, as you know, bands go through member changes like crazy. I had a guy quit on me on a Saturday morning. He calls me up at 9 a.m. He's like, I can't do it anymore. And I'm like, dude, we got 5 shows booked, you know, like, we can't back out of. Like, can you at least do the shows? And he's like, no, I can't do it. So I remembered a conversation that I had with Anthony in a drunken stupor in a bar one night. And I remember that he said he worked at Guitar Center, so I'm like, all right, I'm just going to call Guitar Center. I'm going to ask somebody to get him on the phone, because that's the only way I knew how to reach him. So I dial Guitar Center's number, and sure enough, Anthony's the guy that answers the phone. I'm like, you got to be kidding me, man. You're exactly the guy I want to talk to. Because we had talked previously, he's like, well, if you ever need anything, good guitar player, you start up another project, let me know. And I asked him if he was interested still. He said yes. I said, all right, you got about a week to learn a full 45-minute set. You know, if you can land that, then, you know, let's get started. He learned it in a week. We went and did those shows, and like Eddie, Anthony's been here ever since. Throughout that process, he was actually going to audition for another band in Memphis the same day that I called him. And when he got the call, he told me, yes, I'll come. He immediately went to our friend Devin Hightower and said, dude, I can't join your band. Surrender the Fall just called and they're looking for another guitar player. Devin's like, you gotta go do it. Go do it. This is good. And on down the road, Devin ended up joining our band. It's kind of funny. Devin filled in for us on bass for a little while. And we were looking for a permanent member. We ended up recruiting another guy from the New Orleans area to come in, and, you know, as many things happened his way, this guy, you know, made all these promises and all this kind of stuff. He comes in and it just didn't feel right. You know, the guy was a bit of a liar, yada, yada, yada. Anyways, we ended up calling Devin back. We were like, dude, we miss you. We want you to come back in. You know, pretty much begging the guy to come back in. And so Devin solidified his place in the band at that point. And as far as drummers, our newest member, Rick Anderson, a lot of people will know him from previous bands. There was a band in Memphis called Joan Red.
Yes, I remember Joan Red, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Incredible band. And actually, the anniversary of our friend's death.
I interviewed him like weeks before it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
We lost a good one there, man. We really did. But, yeah, he played with him. he also played with Dan Saving Abel for a little while. And while we were on tour with our last drummer, we were in, I guess we were in Tampa, and Rick is from Tampa, so he decided to come out to the show. We all got to hanging out, and the vibe was good, and everything was good, and everything was unspoken at that point. He never approached me and was like, if you ever need a drummer, you know, just let me know, or anything like that. It was just good times all the way across the board. And when our previous drummer had to bow out for personal reasons, Rick was the first person we thought about. So I called him up, and he got my call, and he's like, I know that there's a reason you're calling me. He's like, before I even picked up the phone, I knew, like, there was something to this. And I told him about our situation, and, you know, a week later, he flies up to Memphis and jams on the songs, and from there on, it was great. Well, he solidified his place in here, and he's been here ever since, and it's been a blast having him. He's a great drummer. He's a great performer. He's a great showman. And he's a great writer as well, so that's how we started it, man.
And what's your story? Talk about how music got started for you.
Man, I grew up in a really musically inclined family. My dad was a singer, guitar player, played a little piano. My oldest sister played piano and sang. My mother was a singer. You know, so I was always around music. And my mother tends to say that I was born with a microphone in my hand, so I was pretty destined to do something in music. So I was just around it for my entire life, and I was exposed to all types of music. I picked up a guitar when I was about 10 years old and played it for about an hour, having no clue what the hell I was doing. And I pushed it back under the bed. It was my dad's guitar, and I put it back in the case and shoved it under the bed. I didn't touch it for another couple of years. And eventually I pulled it back out, and I was like, I really want to learn how to do this. I learned three chords. A friend of mine showed me, and they were like, you know, if you can play these, you can pretty much fake your way through any song. And just kind of went from there and started playing. Played bass in a band a long time ago. I was a bass player and the front man for that band. And I just never stopped. I gave everything in my life towards music, and still do to this day. So it was just, I think it was just in my blood, man.
And what was your experience with bands before Surrender the Fall?
I didn't really jump from band to band. I stuck with a group of friends of mine, and we played some shows, and we did a couple of out-of-town shows and stuff like that. We did a couple of recordings, you know, and things of that nature, but nothing really pushed the back of the envelope. It wasn't a lot. It seemed more of a hobby than an actual career-minded move. And I wanted a lot more. And when the demise of that band came, I pretty much decided myself, I'm just going to seek out these players that really want to do this for the long time, not just the good time. And again, like I said, I've never been a band jumper. I've tried to stick it out in bands as long as I could, and I pretty much rode it till the wheels fell off. So for me, I spent in between that time in the transition, I spent a lot of time writing and a lot of time just kind of formulating songs on my own, playing little acoustic gigs here and there, and just trying to get the material out there and try to basically fishing for musicians, and just spent time doing that, you know. But nothing was ever full-blown until we started doing what is Surrender the Fall today.
Check out the band at facebook.com/surrenderthefall. From their CD Burn in the Spotlight, here is Surrender the Fall once again with Love Hate Masquerade. We'll be right back. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired Media is pleased to announce the Rockwired.com Artist of the Month, John Taglieri, and his new EP, Southern Paradise. Summer is here, and singer-songwriter John Taglieri makes it official with the feel-good title track of his latest release. Alongside other cuts such as When I Think About and Down the Road, Southern Paradise is that summertime afternoon listen that's guaranteed to get the pool party going. Southern Paradise, the new EP from John Taglieri, Rockwired.com's Artist of the Month. Check out John at facebook.com/JohnTaglieriMusic. Spice some life, change it up and take a
bite. Diamond Disc Audio is a full-service multimedia company specializing in audio mastering services as well as mixing, CD and DVD duplication, video editing and authoring, graphic design, web design, and lots more. Let us help you put those finishing touches on your final mixes in the all-important mastering stage. Don't you want your project to be the equivalent to major label releases when it comes to volume, EQ, and compression? That's where we come in. We are dedicated to providing top-quality creative services and affordable prices to indie artists and music companies. Based in Nashville, we have many major credits and have worked on thousands of indie projects over the last 16 years. Visit our website now at www.diamonddiscaudio.com.
Get famous with a little help from Capacity Productions, a specialized service getting you more likes, followers, fans, and clients on all social networking sites. Capacity Productions is the number one source for online promotions with over 15 years experience. So what are you waiting for? Get famous with Capacity Productions. Check us out at capacityproductions.net. Passionate, fearless, innovative. Gorgeous Media is an award-winning firm specializing in artist development, branding, creative consultation, event planning, music supervision, publicity, and talent management for all areas of the entertainment industry, from music, film, fashion, theater, and art. To schedule a free consultation, email us at info@gorgeousmediagroup.com or call us at 323-782-9000. That number again is 323-782-9000. Without a doubt, the future is looking gorgeous. Visit us at gorgeousmediagroup.com. Save your neck, save your data, and most importantly, save your money. Computer viruses are a fact of life, but Dr. Dan's makes viruses history with a $35 virus removal. Most computers are repaired in 24 hours, so you can get on with your business and get on with your life. Dr. Dan's Computers, located at 4405 Cutler Avenue Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Call us at 505-881-8851 or visit us at drdanscomputers.com. You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Welcome back to the latest edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and today we're giving it up for the band Surrender the Fall and their CD, Burn in the Spotlight. Rockwired had a chance to speak with Jared Cole regarding the CD and their tour, and here's how the rest of the interview went.
And explain the songwriting process within this band. How do you guys go about it?
It's very unorthodox. A lot of times we'll come in, we all do writing on our own time as well as a band collectively together. But most of the time the way it happens is somebody will have a riff, or I'll have a lyric line or an idea for a song or a vocal melody, or sometimes it comes out of a drum beat. you know, someone just has a different kind of drum beat that just speaks. And we all kind of listen to it, we all kind of fall into the fold and just, you know, work up songs. A lot of times my drummer will come in and be like jamming or whatever, and then one of my guitar players will come in and they'll play a riff over the top of that, and that'll spark something. You know, we all write as a collective. I don't think any of these parts would be here without the other person, and I think that's what's so special about Surrender the Fall, is that we all come from different backgrounds as well, too. With, you know, some of us are from the metal side, and some of my guys are from the rock side, and, you know, we venture off into alternative songwriter style. So there's really no specific genre, I think, that you can really, you know, coin us to. It's more of like a melting pot of everything that we've ever come up with and everything that we've ever listened to, just kind of thrown together, and it works. Chemistry's right. But that's basically how the songwriting goes. We just bounce ideas off of each other, and, you know, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It goes on the back seat until we find a place for it, and then we'll pull it back out and put it together in a song.
And with that being said, what songs off of the album resonate for you the most personally, and why?
Really all of them. Like I said, man, this is my entire life up to that point pressed on a record. As far as songs, Some Kind of Perfect resonates really, really huge with me. It's about some of the things that I had to deal with and had to go through with past members of this band, and their own personal struggles getting in the way of what we were trying to do. And, you know, with all bands, you get really tight, and it becomes a brotherhood and a family, and it's really hard sometimes when you have to cut that cord. And there was a point where I had to say enough was enough, and the crazy thing was that person quit the band and expected me to go with them, and I didn't go. And I said, I put too much time into this. My heart's still into this, and I have to see it through. I saw a movie one time, someone said, you know, sometimes in life you have to update your fairy tale. It doesn't always go the way that you plan on it going. And that's the perfect description of this situation. I kind of had to update my ending, or the next chapter, and what thought was going to be. And I just had to push through it. And there wasn't anything else that I could do, and it was really hard. And this person had introduced me to everyone that I know in the music business at that point. So it was really hard for me to step away from that and kind of really do it on my own. Now, it wasn't on my own per se, because I had newer members coming in, and of course the core members that had been there the whole time and I hadn't left, I still had them. But for me, it was kind of a personal struggle, because without that person, it was kind of like the blind leading the blind. We didn't know what to do, and I didn't know kind of how to formulate my next move. We were just kind of learning by trial and error. And so Some Kind of Perfect basically says, you know, just because it's not exactly what you think it was or what it was supposed to be, doesn't mean that it's not your perfect. It doesn't mean that it's not, you know, some kind of perfect. So that song speaks heavy with me. There's an acoustic track on there called 40 and 12, and it was about a relationship and about, you know, a time where I had to come to grips with the realization that it wasn't exactly what I thought it was, and that person wanted more than what I had to give them, and I had to realize that it just wasn't going to happen. So that one's a big one for me. It's really hard to pinpoint just one or two specific songs, because all of them have a really deep meaning. There's a song called Undesigned on the record. It's about a dream I had years ago that came true the next day. Well, a nightmare I had that literally came true the next day. It was about someone in my life, and I called that person. I'm like, they were going to believe this. Man, I had a dream that I couldn't get in touch with you, and then I pull up to your apartment, and your car's packed, and you're leaving, and you're moving. They were like, well, that's kind of weird, because I just decided to move to California, and so everything just kind of came, the whole dream just kind of came true right there. So that's what that song was about. Every single song on this record is a testimony of my life and things that I've gone through in one shape, form, or fashion or the other.
With this album behind you, what's next for the band musically?
We've always been writing. We've always been building the catalog. We just recently took a trip to Nashville and started writing for record number two and started demoing for record number two. We're actually doing some writing with a good friend of mine, Skid Mills, that's in Nashville. He's from Memphis, so we were really excited when he got in touch with us and expressed his interest in writing with us. We were excited that it was another Memphian to kind of, you know, draw into this fold. We went in and threw out some ideas and banged out a really cool tune. And so far, if everything seems to go the way it's been going, this record is going to completely trump the first record. It's heavier. It's more aggressive. It's, you know, the first record was very typecast to your, some would say, your typical, you know, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. And you know, that's something that we all went through. It's something that I went through especially. Since then, you know, life happens, and it happened to me. And when we got ready to start talking about another record, I said, you know, I want this record to really say something. I want it to be something more than just a feel-good record, more than just, you know, a catchy hook, you know, and some cool lines in there to kind of make you smile. I wanted this to really challenge people's minds and to really dig a lot deeper inside of us when it comes to songwriting. You know, someone told me a long time ago, the best songs you'll ever write are the ones that you don't want anyone else to read. And it really hit me hard whenever I found that out, because that's sometimes the hardest songs to write, because you don't want to let anybody in that deep, you know, to the demons in your head. And I know that's what we're doing right now. And we're really pushing the back of the envelope. There's an old movie called The Right Stuff. And that was one of the scenes in there where they're talking about pushing the back of the envelope and really making something happen, making a change in where you're at in your life and in this world. And that's what we're doing. We're pushing the back of the envelope till it rips through the front of it. Again, it's more aggressive. And it's very deep. It's very challenging for us too, because we're taking it up quite a few notches, and it's going great, and I cannot wait for people to be able to check it out.
Check out the band at facebook.com/surrenderthefall. From their CD Burn in the Spotlight, here is Surrender the Fall once more with Everything You Want Me to Be.
Okay. I'll be a perfect implication. I'll be a twisted design. I'll be a white light suicide. You rip off skunky little drag. This is just the start. We're tearing you apart. We won't give up. We won't back down. Nothing takes a beating. Now you're gonna see. It won't be long. You come around. Till then I'm gonna be everything you wanted me to be.
That's going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Jared Cole of Surrender the Fall for his time and his music, and to Shauna O'Donnell. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush, and remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is powered by Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Online radio that rocks. Rockwired.